早上好。
As John said, this has been a fun experience to be here.
就像庞弟兄刚才讲的，我在这里过得很开心。
I never thought that I would be here doing the work that I'm doing with the young people.
我从来没有本来没有设想过我会有今天这样在这里和年轻人在一起。
But I can honestly say it is a blessing and a joy to serve Jesus.
我可以很实在说，真的是服侍耶稣是很蒙祝福，也是很开心的事情。
It doesn't matter the ethnicity, doesn't matter the background, the culture. It is a joy to serve Jesus Christ.
不管你的文化背景如何，不管你遇到的困难如何，只要是你服侍耶稣，就会有很多的喜乐。
My wife and I, at the middle part of December, will be packing what little we have and moving to Georgia to be assistant pastors there.
那在十二月中旬的时候，我跟我太太就要收拾我们简单的行装，到 Georgia 去，在那里当一个就是辅助牧师。
And then in next May, we will be coming back down so that I can graduate with my class.
那等到明年五月份的时候，我还会回到这里，然后参加毕业。
Although this is my last time to speak to you this morning,
虽然今天早上是我可能是在这里最后一次讲道。
I will be here and continue speaking to young people for four more Sundays.
但是我仍然会在继续留在这里，大概有四个星期天的时候，我仍然会和青少年在一起。
You can't get rid of me yet.
所以不要那么快就想赶我走。
This morning I want to look at the book of Psalms. I want to look at the very first chapter.
今天我们想看到的经文是在诗篇第一篇。
As you turn there, I want to say that it has been a privilege to preach to you the very few times that I have.
那我在你们找经节的时候，我想借这个机会讲说，我很荣幸能够在大家当中跟你们讲道。
And to the parents, thank you for entrusting me and my wife to be the youth pastors of your young people.
那我也很感谢那些青少年的父母愿意接纳我们成为青少年的牧师。
I will have the chance to talk to them more over the next 4 weeks, but I want to tell you as parents, thank you. You have very, very good young people.
我也很感激，我之后四个星期还有可能跟他们在一起讲到，但我想借这个机会感谢父母亲，他们真的是很可爱的青年少年。
Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
诗篇第一篇，我们一起来读。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
In this chapter we see a difference between two types of people.
在这一段经文里面，我们看到就是两种不同的人的对比。
The author of this chapter we believe to be David, although we're not sure.
虽然我们不是很肯定，但是很多人都认为这一篇是大卫所作的诗篇。
Gives us two very clear paths that we can take.
这里面讲到我们可以取两条道路。
There is the blessed man.
其中之一是这个蒙福的人。
He does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand in the path of sinners, nor does he sit with the scornful.
就是第一节所提到，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
But he delights in the law of the Lord.
他唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
And then there is the second man.
然后还有第二类人。
The one who is like the chaff, who is driven by the wind.
说这个恶人并不是如此，乃像糠秕。
They do not know God, and they walk in paths of wickedness.
他们不认识神，所行的都是恶。
And here I believe we see a wonderful truth about how we as Christians are to walk.
这里告诉我们一个真理，就是我们作为基督徒该怎么样生活。
but also at the same time a warning to those of us who are not Christians.
那同时也警告那些恶人。
Verse 1 says, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful.
在英文里他有讲到就是 这个前面所提的这三种人不 就是三类的特征不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的座位英文中讲到说他是蒙福的被神祝福的。
Did you notice the progression in verse 1 with walking, standing, and sitting?
你这个，如果你看到这个英文的，它比较明确。那在这个中文里没有那么清楚，但是它是从行到站到坐。
Commentators suggest that the one who does not walk with the counsel of the ungodly indicates someone who is morally sound.
那这个就大家是讲说不从恶人的计谋。那这样的人呢，他是有一个很好的道德标准的人。
This person is not a bad person, but they have bad friends.
这个人他不一定是他自己不是一个坏人，但是他的朋友不一定是很好的，像他一样。
He wants to do right. He wants to be a good person.
他想做一个好人，他想做这个道德上是对的事情。
But he walks. He associates himself with ungodly people.
但是呢，他周围有一些人却是这个不敬虔的人。
The second part is that this.Person does not stand in the way of sinners.
那第二个就讲到不占罪人的道路。
Standing seems to indicate that he has stopped walking with, and now he is standing with sinners.
那这个站在那如果说所谓占罪人的道路呢，意思就是说你站和这些罪人站在一起。
He is now beginning to participate in the activity of sin.
那如果是站在一起的话，意思就是说和他们就是有关系，跟他们一起参与。
And then the third part, the blessed man does not sit in the seat of the scornful.
那最后一部分讲到说不坐亵慢人的座位。
It is one thing to be moral, to be good. It is something completely different to be evil and to be communicating with evil people.
那这个如果你跟他们就是说你周围有人是这样的人的。是一种情况，但是如果你跟他们、跟这些人就是有很深的关系、有很深的交往，那就是另外一回事了。
Scripture here is not suggesting, and neither am I, that we are not to be friends with sinners.
这个圣经并没有这样讲，我也不是这个意思，说我们就跟那些罪人或者说不信主的人就没有来往，不跟他们做朋友了。
Jesus was friends with sinners, wasn't he?
耶稣他就是罪人的朋友，不是吗？
And we too, if we are going to influence those around us, are going to have to know.Sinful people.
那如果我们想要影响我们身边那些啊还不认识主的人，那我们就需要跟他们有来往。
But what we are told not to do is to be so associated with them that we become like them.
但是圣经也警告我们说，不要说跟他们在一起，就是说交往深到一个地步，变成你受了他的影响，变成和他一样了。
We need to, as Christians, influence the world, not let the world influence us.
我们作为基督徒，我们的目的是要影响这个世界，而不是让这个世界来影响我们。
This phrase, seat of the scornful, according to some people, talks about a man who is no longer stirred in his heart.
那这个亵慢人的座位，那有一些人认为，就是说这个亵慢人他已经心里不再受这个，就是好像良心的责备，不再受影响。
He no longer wants to do right. He no longer knows what it means to do right.
心里已经不再想去做那些对的事情、好的事情，已经分不清楚什么是善、什么是恶了。
His heart has been seared. His conscience has been seared.
就好像说他的良心，就是圣经上讲的被烙铁烙过了一样，他的这个良心已经不见了。
Verse 2 talks about how the Christian can be blessed.
那第二节呢，就讲到作为一个基督徒，我们怎么样能够得到神的祝福。
The blessed man does not do the things in verse 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
那这个蒙神祝福的人是不像前面第一节的这些恶人的所做的事情，而且他喜爱的是耶和华的律法。
This word blessed in the Hebrew actually is plural.
这个变为有福，就是说蒙神的祝福，这个福在希伯来文里本身是一个复数。
It means blessedness or blessings. How is the Christian blessed? Where does his blessings come from? By delighting in the law of the Lord.
那神作为基督徒，我们怎么样能够得到祝福，能够蒙福呢？就是我们的方法就是要喜爱耶和华的律法。
This word delight means that our will, our desire, our affection, every motive is with God in His truth. We desire to know Him more.
这个喜爱是表示我们的心意，我们有这个渴慕，然后有这个愿望，就是去亲近神，去愿意跟他在一起。
But not only that, but we meditate on it day and night.
而且不仅如此，还要昼夜思想。
Meditate, do we think, do we study, do we really understand what the Word of God is telling us?
这个思想就是不是说简单的好像一闪而过的念头，而是说你真的是集中心思去想这个事情，去沉思，去思考这个事情。
The Christian is blessed when he delights in the law of the Lord.
所以作为基督徒，我们蒙福的方法就是我们要喜爱耶和华的律法。
The Bible is more than just a good book.But it is a guideline on how we are to live our lives.
圣经不仅仅是一本好书，它是我们生活的准则，是一本指南的书。
We should be meditating on it and sharing it with others.
我们要思考神所说的话，然后要跟神与人分享。
That's why we have church. That's why we have Bible studies to share, to testify with others what God is doing in our hearts and in our lives.
这也是我们为什么礼拜天要来崇拜，然后平时要参加查经班，是因为我们要自己思想，然后还要与人分享。
In verse 2, we see this phrase, law of the Lord.
那这里面有一个耶和华的律法这个说法。
This is, many commentators believe this is in reference to the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible.
那常常我们讲到耶和华的律法的时候就会指的是摩西五经，就是圣经的前五本书。
And the writer here is saying his delight is in the law of the Lord.
那这里呢作者说这个喜爱的是耶和华的律法。
If they were to delight in those first five books, how much more are we to delight in the entire Bible that we have today?
如果他们仅仅有那个摩西五经前面那五本书就可以非常喜爱的话，那对于我们来说，我们有整本的圣经，那我们是不是应该更加喜爱呢？
Do we delight? Do we meditate? Do we long to read the Word of God?
那我们有没有真的是喜爱耶和华的律法，然后思想，然后渴慕他的话语呢？
Verse 3 gives the result of the blessed Christian.
那第三节所描述的就是那个真的是蒙福的基督徒他是什么样子的。
If the Christian meditates on God's word, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
那如果他是第二节我们所讲到那个喜爱耶和华律法的基督徒的话，那他的生命就会像一棵树在溪水旁，然后还按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
In verse 6 it says the way of the ungodly shall perish.
那第六节呢我们看到说恶人的道路却必灭亡。
But in verse 3 the Christian who studies the word will prosper.
那在这里对比看到第三节呢，他是说他这个像一棵树的这个基督徒，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
The righteous will be blessed, will prosper. The ungodly shall perish.
义人蒙神祝福，会凡事尽都顺利，而恶人必然灭亡。
The word wither means to fall away, to dishonor, to fade, or to be foolish.
那这个灭亡，它本身的意思就是说，就是好像这个。东西枯干枯萎，然后被风吹散。
The leaves of this tree does not wither; it does not fade away.
那相反，这个蒙神祝福的这个人像一棵树，然后他的叶子也不枯干。
But the blessed man brings forth fruit and continually, and he does not fade.
他按时候结果子，就是说他一直都会结果子，不会失败。
Whatsoever the blessed man does shall prosper.
然后凡他所做的尽都顺利。
This does not mean that the Christian is a health, wealth, and prosperity life.
那这个意思是不是说基督徒就是啊一帆风顺，什么事情都是身体也好，工作也好，各个样样都好呢？不是的。
We know bad things happen to good people.
我们都知道，有时候这个不幸的事情也会发生在好人的身上。
We know that God's children can suffer.
我们也知道作为神的儿女我们有的时候也会受苦。
But what we also know is when we delight in the law of the Lord, that man, that woman shall be blessed.
可是我们也知道按照神的话 他说唯喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想的这人变为有福。
Job is a perfect example of a Christian, an upright man who faced trials and tribulations.
我们可以看到约伯记里面的约伯他是一个蒙神喜悦的人他所行的一切都是正的。
But yet, he was blessed because of his willingness, because of his decision to continue to choose Christ.
当他面临极大的困难和极大的痛苦的时候，他仍然选择要去信靠神，相信神，因此神祝福他。
Verses 4 through 6, we see the contrast to the righteous individual.
那从第四节到第六节，我们可以看到这个两类不同的人的比较，就是这个恶人和义人。
Verse 4 says, the ungodly are not so.
第四节讲到恶人并不是这样。
But are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
乃像糠秕被风吹散。
Some of the earliest manuscripts actually have not so, the ungodly not so.
早期的这个书卷上主要是 写的是说、恶人并不是这样，不是这样。
This means that it is、that much, that warning is given to us twice as strong as in the language we have it.
他的意思就是重复这个并不是这样，就是非常强调说肯定不是这样的。
The writer says that it is to be taken twice as seriously. We are not to be like the ungodly.
作者在这里强调，目的是说要让我们真的是谨慎，不要像这些恶人一样。
This word, excuse me, this word chaff gives a beautiful picture of what the ungodly is like.
我们可以想象一下这个糠秕是什么样子的。
Whenever the wheat was taken in for the harvest, there was a shell around the grain, around the wheat.
当农夫刚把麦子收进来的时候，那个麦子的颗粒外面是有裹着一层是糠。
That wheat would be taken in the middle of a floor, and they would take it with perhaps a shovel, and they would pick it up, and they would gently throw it in the air.
那这个他们把麦子收集在一个就是一片空场上，然后用这个锹还是什么东西把它铲起来以后就扔到空中去。
The grain is heavy, the chaff is light, and that breeze would take the chaff, the unfruitful product, and blow it away.
那当这个麦子被扬起来的时候呢，因为这个麦种的颗粒它是重的，然后这个糠本身是轻的，所以在被扬起来的时候，风就会把这个糠吹走。
The ungodly person does not have a solid foundation.
那这里所比喻的这个恶人就像这个糠一样，他是没有根基的，没有分量的。
The ungodly, the double-minded man, as James said, is driven by every wind of the sea.
那就像在雅各书中雅各所说的，这个恶人就像这个心怀两意，他是非常没有根基的，所以就被风吹散。
The wind blows the light; it blows that is not worth anything.
那这个风吹走的是没有分量的，是没有价值的东西。
But the grain, that which is good, comes back to the ground. It has a purpose, a meaning.
那这个有价值的颗粒，有分量，就留在了地上。
As Christians, we have a solid foundation.
我们作为基督徒，我们是应该有一个很坚实的根基的。
We have in the New Testament, the story of the house that is built on sand and on the rock.
我们在新约中耶稣讲过一个故事，就是讲这个人盖房子，一个是盖在石头这个坚固的根基上，还有另外一个是盖在沙土上。
As Christians, we are to build our life on a solid foundation, the rock of Jesus Christ.
那作为基督徒，我们应该怎么样建立我们的生命呢？我们的生命是应该建立在这个耶稣基督这个坚固的磐石上。
Verse 5 says, Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
第五节讲到，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
The ungodly are going to have nothing to offer God in the day of judgment.
当这个审判日来临的时候，恶人是没有什么可以呈现在神的面前的。
There will be no excuse. There will be nothing to offer the Lord.
没有借口，什么也没有可以拿来给神。
But as Christians, we have a hope.
但是作为基督徒，我们是有盼望的。
We have a promise and an assurance.
因为神给了我们应许，也给了我们的确据。
That when we get to heaven, we will have something to offer God.
当我们到天上的时候，我们可以有一些东西拿出来给神。
Our hope is eternal life in heaven.
我们的盼望就是在天上的永远的生命。
And our promise on earth is if we confess our sins, He will be faithful and just to forgive us.
那我神给我们的应许在地上，就是如果我们认我们的罪，神是信实的，他必赦免我们。
Our assurance is that if we stay true to Him, that He will be there for us.
我们的确据也是耶稣说，如果我们坚持到底，他就必得救，他会收留。
What a hope we have as Christians that if we remain true to Him, we have the hope of heaven.
那我们有这样的盼望，如果我们能够坚持到底，能够跟随神的话，我们就可以在天堂里有永远的生命。
We have something to look forward to. We have a hope. beyond this life.
我们的生命不仅仅是在这个世上而已, 我们有超越这个人生这短短的几十年的生命的盼望。
Verse 6, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
第六节, 因为耶和华知道义人的道路, 恶人的道路却必灭亡。
In the Hebrew language, the second part of this verse means the path of the wicked will self-destruct.
那这个希伯来原文的意思, 这个恶人道路必灭亡, 它讲的是说会自取灭亡。
Again, what a contrast to the way of the godly.
那在这里又一次的让我们看到这个恶人和义人的道路是怎么样的明显的对比。
The righteous man is holy, is set apart, but the way of the wicked will self-destruct.
那义人是 凡所做的尽都顺利，那这个恶人呢，却要自取灭亡，自食其果。
The Lord knows the way of the righteous. Job chapter 23 verse 10, he says, speaking of the Lord, he knows the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
神知道义人所行的道路，在约伯记23章第10节，主是这样说的。然而，约伯是这样说的。 然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
God does not forget his people. He knows the way of the righteous. He sees us.
神不会忘记他的百姓，他知道义人的道路是怎样的，他每天每时都看着我们。
Just as God saw Daniel in the lion's den, he sees us today.
就像神当年在但以理在狮子坑的时候，神看顾他一样，今天神也同样在看着我们。
Just as God saw baby Moses floating down the Nile River, he sees us today.
当摩西小的时候被放在这个篮子里，然后在尼罗河上漂流的时候，神也一样看着他，就像他今天一样看着我们一样。
Just as the Lord saw various people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, he sees us today.
当但以理还有他的三个朋友，在火炉中，因为不愿意拜这个尼布甲尼撒所设立的这个偶像，而被投到那个火炉里的时候，神与他们同在，神看顾他们，主今天也看顾我们。The
blessed man, the Christian, will encounter obstacles and adversities, heartaches, trials.
那这个蒙神祝福的人，这个义人也同样在生活中会面临困难，会面临挫折。
You might lose a job, you might lose a family member, but God sees us. He knows where we're at.
你可能会失去工作，你的亲人也可能会去世，但是神看着我们，他知道我们在什么地方。
The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
神知道义人的道路。
But the way of the ungodly will self-destruct.
可是恶人的道路会自取灭亡。
There is no hope, there is no future in the life of a sinner.
对于恶人来说是没有盼望，是没有。
There's nothing to live forward. There's nothing to live for, nothing to look forward to.
是没有未来的，没有什么值得去盼望的，去努力的。
And if it were not for the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there would be no hope.
那对于我们来讲也是一样，如果我们没有机会认识主耶稣的话，我们同样也是没有盼望的。
But because God sent His only Son, Jesus, into the world to die for our sins, we have hope.
但是因为神爱我们的缘故，他差他的爱子到世上来为我们死，所以我们今天才能够有盼望。As
Christians, we have the hope of heaven to look forward to.
作为基督徒，我们可以盼望说有一天在天上，我们可以得到永远的生命。And
as someone who is not serving Christ, if you do not accept Him, you are on a path of destruction and death.
如果你不认识主，如果你没有服侍他的话，你所现在所行的道路就是要自取灭亡的道路。
The sinner has tried their own way. They've tried. They're sad. They're lonely. They can't seem to find happiness and fulfillment in life.
恶人不管怎么样，试了这个，试了那个，仍然找不到人生的这个喜乐，仍然找不到盼望。
But for the Christian, there is hope. There is joy. There is peace.
但是对于基督徒来说，我们有盼望，有喜乐，有平安。
There is blessings throughout life, as this psalmist says.
就像这个诗篇的作者说的，我们一生都蒙神的祝福。
As the Christian, our delight should be in the law of the Lord.
那所以我们所做的就是应该喜爱耶和华的律法。
The sinner has hope, but only in Jesus Christ.
恶人唯一的盼望就是借着耶稣可以得到。
In this first chapter, we see two roads that have been very plainly given to us.
那在我们看到诗篇第一篇给我们讲了两条明确的不同的道路。
The way of the righteous listed there in verse 1.
从第一节可以看到这个义人的路是什么样的。
And the path of the ungodly in verse 4.
然后从第四节看到恶人的路又是怎么样的不同。
I encourage you today to study God's word, know what it means to be a Christian.
那我今天就很想鼓励大家学习神的话语，知道该作为一个基督徒应该是什么样的。
The Lord knows the path that you're on, and He's willing to walk it with you.
耶和华知道你的道路是怎样的，他愿意与你同行。
But we have to choose, we have to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
但是我们自己面临一个选择，就是要不要认耶稣基督为我们的救主。
Thank you.
谢谢。